Now, one of the more puzzling aspects of COVID-19 was the panic buying of toilet paper in the first weeks of the crisis. While we're past that for the most part now, it definitely put an often overlooked product in the spotlight. Wisconsin has played a big role in the history of toilet paper, and in toilets for that matter. The Hearthstone Historic House Museum in Appleton decided to put together an online exhibit to highlight it. George Schroeder is executive director of the Hearthstone Historic House Museum and put together the exhibit. It's called Flushed with Success, Milestones in Toilet Paper Development. George, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, one thing that strikes me looking at your online exhibit, George, is, you know, this product that we, you know, take as a necessity now. We go up and stock up on it at the first sign of trouble. It's really a pretty recent invention, or at least in common use, historically speaking.
Well, if you look at the long-term sort of history of toilets and toilet paper development, it is centuries old, although the product itself, toilet paper, really starts in Victorian America. And if we think about it, it's one of the few Victorian industries that is still thriving today. So in some regards, it's old, it's 150 years old, but in some regards, it's very new, especially its marketing.
Talk about the rise of toilet paper, and it came along with flush toilets. The older answers to the problem that toilet paper solves didn't work necessarily with indoor plumbing.
Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, you know, if we think about your average privy, it can accommodate the entire Sunday edition of the New York Times. I mean, there's no limit to the amount of paper you can use. But once toilets started to develop, it became very clear that you needed a special product. It starts in the 1850s. A gentleman named Gaietti starts making sheets of toilet paper, mostly marketed for its medicinal value because you're not using the paper that has heavy inks, for example, that are in the Sears Roebuck catalog. And it really doesn't take off, though, until there's this larger installed base of toilets. And that comes together in the 1870s and 1880s.
Talk about Wisconsin's role in the rise of commercially available toilet paper.
Well, you know, toilet paper starts elsewhere. I mean, probably the most successful early company was the Scott Paper Company in 1890. They develop a high quality product that's sold as a luxury item, actually. It's sold exclusively to hotels under the Waldorf brand, like Waldorf Astoria, to get people sort of over this Victorian taboo of bathroom functions. It has pretty good success. And by the 1920s, they're the leading supplier in the world. But Wisconsin makes the product its own starting in 1901 when the Northern Paper Mill in Green Bay, where a lot of toilet paper is still made, enters the market with its Northern Tissue. And it actually starts vying with Scott by the 1920s as the leading toilet supplier in the world. Go ahead.
Something that struck me in your exhibit was a key innovation was when we had successful rolled toilet paper. That wasn't the case at the outset?
No, that wasn't the case at the outset. It was more like you would imagine a pack of tissue. So you pull out individual sheets. This gentleman named Gaietti actually watermarked each of the sheets with his name, which is a bold marketing move if you think about it. But it wasn't until Seth Wheeler decided in 1871 to come up with a new form. He's the first to combine a roll with tear-off sheets wound around a cardboard tube. And so his patents are really central to sort of what we call modern toilet paper. But again, there weren't enough toilets in the market yet, so he really wasn't terribly successful.
Has Wisconsin stayed a key player in the toilet paper market to this day?
No two ways about it. I mean, there's still thousands of jobs up and down the paper valley from Green Bay to Neenah that are involved in toilet paper manufacturing. Kimberly-Clark is still making Scott brand toilet paper. Georgia-Pacific is making Northern brand to this day. Procter & Gamble is making Charmin, which was started by the Holberg Paper Company in the 1920s in Green Bay. It is still a massively successful, massively important paper market, something that is not going to be threatened by digitization like some of the printing papers. And so it is really a recession-proof market that is central to the economy of northeastern Wisconsin.
Toilet paper is often found near toilets, and same goes for production. We also have a pretty strong history of plumbing and toilet production here in the state. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, that is true. I mean, a lot of that stems from the Kohler Company, of course. Kohler was originally a manufacturer of farm implements and other sort of items like, well, horse troughs. And so it's a very short step if you're going from a horse trough to a bathtub. And that got them into the market. Of course, once you start making bathtubs, you might as well start making toilets, and you might as well start making other fixtures. And so, yes, it's absolutely true that we are the center of toilet and toilet paper technology in certainly North America.
I had a lot of fun looking at your online exhibit. George, can you walk us through what people will see if they go over and visit?
Well, you know, it really is about the milestones in toilet and toilet paper technology. We talk about the beginnings of flushable toilets in the 1700s. We then take through the really important developments in the 1870s and 1880s when it comes to ceramic design and U-shaped bends and stopcocks, which allow the plumbing to flow without a monitor on it, and then take us right into toilet paper and all the things that I've just talked about through, well, a real toilet paper shortage in Hawaii in 1971, and a not-so-real toilet paper shortage started by Johnny Carson in 1973.
Now, the exhibit is called Flushed with Success. I've got to express my admiration, George. You've gotten through this whole interview with not a lot of puns related to the product at hand.
I promised people that I would not. It is an easy and slippery slope. I thought I tried to make this as academic as possible, which reflects best on the museum, if not necessarily on my usual attitude.
And talk about, as we wrap up, George, just what we can learn by looking at what we might take for granted as a common household product and digging into its history.
Well, you know, that's a great point, because digging into its history, I think, really gives us an appreciation of what the Victorian era was like. I mean, that's what we represent here at Hearthstone Museum. These are technologies, toilets and toilet paper, plus all kinds of other things like telephones and central heating that we take for granted today that are really old technologies in terms of 150 years old, and yet they're still vital and vibrant today.
George, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
George Schroeder is the executive director of the Hearthstone Historic House Museum. He put together their online exhibit titled Flushed with Success, Milestones in Toilet Paper Development. We've got a link, by the way, over at WPR.org/Central Time. Take a tour through key moments in the history of toilet paper and Wisconsin's role in that history.